ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Fighting mandates. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Republicans who tried to stop mask mandates in schools plan to take on President Biden's vaccine mandates. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
When Biden is violating the Constitution, we are going to be on the front line with a full spectrum response.
The Surgeon General, Dr. Vivek Murthy, believes the mandates are legal, telling ABC's This Week.
If we want our economy to be back, if we want our schools to stay in session, we've got to take steps to make sure workplaces and learning environments are safe.
New York City starts enforcement today of its mandate for anyone who wants to dine out or go to gyms or theaters or other indoor activities to show proof of vaccination. England is reversing course on that. Fox's Simon Owens live in London.
Dave, England's government had said it would introduce COVID passports this month, requiring people to show they'd been vaccinated or tested negative if they wanted to visit crowded venues like nightclubs. But the health minister here says that plan has been scrapped, at least for now. Sajid Javid said he never liked the idea. Other European governments have embraced COVID passports, but critics say they infringe people's rights. Dave?
Simon, Secretary of State Antony Blinken will be questioned today and tomorrow in Congress on Afghanistan from the U.S. troop withdrawal that led to the Taliban takeover to the chaotic evacuations. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger tells CBS Face the Nation.
I think there's a lot of people that bear blame, and the Secretary of State is one of these. And I think it would be nice, and keep in mind, even under the prior president, I would say this exact thing, for some people to just take responsibility.
President Biden goes to California today to try to help the Democratic governor keep his job. Republicans are trying to fire Gavin Newsom in a recall election tomorrow, but Newsom calls it...
It's an extension of what's going on in states all across this country that want to suppress your right to vote.
Republicans trying to oust him say that he's done a bad job in California, especially dealing with the pandemic. America's listening to Fox News.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect opportunity for a significant business upgrade. Save up to 45% on Dell computers built for business with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, enjoy special pricing on Dell docks, monitors, servers, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Succeed anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today to find the right tech for your business with fast, free shipping. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Warner Brothers Pictures presents Cry Macho from legendary director Clint Eastwood comes a story of being lost and found. Eastwood returns as Mike Milo, a one-time rodeo star who takes a job from an ex-boss to bring back the man's son from Mexico. The unlikely pair face a challenging journey, and the only road home is through redemption. See it in theaters and on HBO Max for 31 days this Friday. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for kids under 13.
Back to COVID and mandates. With the number of new U.S. cases topping a million, a fourth straight week, and deaths rising last week to more than 11,000, a cruise company is getting stricter.
Carnival Cruise Lines now says starting today, all passengers on their ships who are fully vaccinated must also present a negative COVID-19 test taken within 2 days of planned departure. They say this is due to the increased number of cases of Delta variant COVID in the United States. They also plan to set up rapid testing on site at cruise ports to help passengers have the most recent testing possible. And they will also be expanding mask requirements while on board ship to include even more spaces where people congregate. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Tomorrow we'll get an update on inflation, how much consumer prices rose last month. We already know on the wholesale level they were up 8.3% in August compared to a year ago, and be prepared to pay more at the grocery store.
Cincinnati-based Kroger Grocery Store says prices will rise by 2-3% going forward. Company CFO Gary Millerchip telling an earnings call Friday that the company is, quote, passing along higher costs to consumers where it makes sense to do so. Kroger rival Albertsons warned earlier this summer it would have to do the same.
That's Fox's Jessica Stone. On Wall Street, stocks could rebound. Dow futures are up 200 points after five straight losing trading days for the Dow. NFL Sundays are back.
Snapper, he's going to air it out. Deep downfield, wide open. A flag is down. That's Cooper.
Ended up one of three Matthew Stafford TD passes with his new team, the Rams, leading LA past Chicago 34-14 last night on NBC. Also on week one, New Orleans. The Saints crushed Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers 38-3. Kansas City edged Cleveland. Miami beat New England by 1 point. And Cincinnati beat Minnesota in overtime. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Champaign School District Friday discussed an incident that involved a school bus being struck by a bullet last Thursday. Superintendent Dr. Sheila Boozer said she was disheartened by recent violence in the community. There were children in the bus at the time. However, no one on the bus was hurt. Boozer said they're taking proactive steps to ensure safety. Illinois could soon join California, Washington, Hawaii, Virginia, and New Mexico in committing to 100% carbon-free electric grid by 2045, aligning the state with President Biden's clean energy agenda to reach net zero carbon emissions before 2050. Also includes leeway for coal-fired power plants to install carbon capture technology. University of Illinois ROTC program gathered Thursday at Memorial Stadium to climb stairs, honoring the sacrifice and service of first responders during the attacks on September 11, 2001. This time, the ROC inviting all students and staff to join them in climbing the 1,980 steps. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller. Huge copier and printer promotions going on now at Watts Copy Systems. Save money. Call Greg Wolf, 217-352-0428. Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise. Hurry. Quantities are limited. Well, it is Monday. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie.
Good to see you. Good morning, meteorologist Greg Solier. How are you, my friend?
Good morning there, Stever and Diane.
Well, we've got a central Illinois that looks a little warmer for the next few days, huh?
Yeah, certainly lots of summer time to go, and the extended weather maps and charts to move that all the way into the beginning part of October. So, and a little more rain as well. Not enough to probably get in the way and have any early harvest, but keeping things even keeled, at least in our immediate central Illinois area. Nice morning out there. Temperatures generally in the 60s, 64 at Willard and Savoy. Same up at Paxton, 66 at Kankakee, 62 at Effingham. Yeah, warm day today. We'll get some slight midweek cooling, some midweek rainfall, and then back into some late season heat and humidity come the weekend. And they were dry as well, including a dry day today. Mostly sunny skies, very warm. Average highs this time of the year, about 79 or 80 degrees. We'll be up to 88 this afternoon on a southwest wind. And yeah, the humidity has crept up as well over the course of the weekend. Partly cloudy tonight, mild, 68 to 70. We do have an at least approaching cool front that'll come at least in from the north and west tomorrow. That'll serve up some afternoon shower and thunderstorm activity up to 87. Our best covering of rainfall tomorrow night goes down to 66, and there may be a lingering shower here both Wednesday morning. Chances are back in Thursday and Friday, but a good part of the end part of the week will be dry. A little bit cooler on Wednesday at 79. Here come the 80s then for Thursday, Friday into the weekend, 84 Thursday, 85 on Friday, and a late season heat wave, if you want to put it that way. 87 on Saturday. We'll get close to 90 both Sunday and the beginning part of next week, too. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure having Greg back on the radio with us.
I love it. People are loving the sound. Yeah. I was at an event yesterday at Frasca, and so many people enjoy Jim Miller's news, and Greg Solier is a meteorologist right on the spot with these forecasts.
He kind of knows weather.
Yeah.
Weather brought to you by Urbana Park District. You belong here. For details on programs and events, visit urbanaparks.org.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
Political scientist Alan Sachs, retired professor of political science, University of Texas at Arlington. What does that mean, Alan? What does that mean?
I'm not sure if I heard it right. He said, but our patience is wearing thin.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
Gosh, is that a threat? I don't. That's our president telling me about the mandates and the vaccines and stuff. So,
I think that the patience of America is wearing thin with him.
Yeah, they're going to talk to Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State, today. I think both sides of the aisle might actually, obviously, question the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Yeah.
He's certainly the worst Secretary of State that I've seen in a long, long time. He's completely out of it. I don't know what in the world he's doing as Secretary of State. John McCain, many, many years ago, when Mr. Blinken was appointed to some position in government, had a tirade against him in the U.S. Senate when he was up for confirmation. And Senator McCain was absolutely correct. And I'm not sure what the nomination of Mr. Blinken was all about.
Yeah.
But John McCain just beat him up, and completely rightly so. Yesterday, John Ratliff, who was the intelligence czar in the past administration, was asked the question straight away. He was asked the question, what is the most important national security threat facing the United States today? His answer was President Joe Biden. Hmm. That is startling, but it may be correct.
Okay, so Afghanistan is still there. They apparently, remember the stories that we hit a suicide bomber with a drone attack that was out last week, I believe early last week. Now they're saying that it might have been a mistake and we killed a lot of civilians. How will we ever get intelligence on the ground when we have nobody on the ground, Alan?
We can't. And President Biden talks about over the horizon intelligence and a way to get back at the terrorists. That's not the good way to do it. It has to be on the ground, and we've lost that. I don't know if many people understand what has happened in regard to America in the past several months. It's not just America losing Afghanistan, as a strange way to phrase it, as if we ever had it, but it's America's role in the world. Nobody trusts us anymore. America is no longer the great power. NATO has been turned upside down because of that. So what has happened just in a few short weeks is that the United States has lost its position in the world as a great power, thanks to President Joe Biden. I don't know if he's president anymore. A lot of people have remarked on that. But where is the Congress? Where is the Republican Party? Where is the Democratic Party for saying, look, we've got to forget about the Democrats. We've got to worry about the United States. And they're not doing that, neither political party. They've got to really bring this thing to a head. The United States and the world is changing very, very dramatically. People talk about a coup. There's a coup that's taken place, and it's called Joe Biden. He has masterminded this, or somebody has.
Yeah.
It may not be him. But America's role in the world has changed very dramatically, and probably more to come. Laura Logan.
Go ahead.
Who I like very much. A lot of people know who Laura Logan is.
Yeah.
She used to be, I think, with CBS.
Right.
And she's really, and she's now with Fox. She says this is not just an incompetence. It's something more than that. And when I heard her say that, it gets rather scary. Like all this is being manipulated, that they want the United States to lose its place in the world. And that's exactly what Laura Logan seemed to say, that it's more than just incompetence or an old man who's running the show, namely Joe Biden. It's more than that. He seemed to apply, it's purposeful. There's something going on that is purposeful.
But to what end? Why?
They don't like America. They want to take America into a communist orbit. They want America to be, they hate America. They want to take it down a couple of notches. But she didn't say that. But the implications are there. And I asked the same question, why? But she really seemed to say, didn't seem to say it. She said it. This is purposeful, what is going on in the world and the United States. So I can't get too much back to normal until I begin to try to find out what is happening in the world. Who's responsible for this?
Gavin Newsom, recall election tomorrow. I don't think there's any threat. I think he wins easily. Joe Biden is flying out there today. Does that help Gavin Newsom to have Joe Biden out there?
If you have mail-in ballots, which they're going to have, mail-in ballots, early voting, and spending $200 million on a campaign, what could go wrong? I think the Democrats are going to win big time in California. I would agree with you. And Larry Elder would make a great governor, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
The Democrats have too much to lose, and they're not going to do it. So they're bringing in Kamala Harris, President Joe Biden, President Obama. Everybody's coming in. And plus $200 million and early voting and mail-in voting, what could go wrong?
Yeah.
The Democrats have it.
Okay, before we know it, Alan, we'll be talking about midterm elections, which I would call crucial for the future of the country next year.
I do, too. I think you're right. They are very, very critical, more than any other year that I can think of.
You're the best. We appreciate starting our week with you, sir. Thank you so much, always, for being on Mondays.
Appreciate it very much. Everybody stay well.
Professor Alan Sachs, retired professor of political science, University of Texas at Arlington. All right, we jump to our morning sports. Obviously, the Illini didn't do so well at Virginia. Right. It was 21-14 in the third quarter, right. But then Virginia rattled off three touchdowns. It was 42-14
was the final.
Yep.
Oregon ended up beating number three Ohio State.
Yeah, that's toughy. Now, Oregon's 12th ranked. I mean, they're a really good team.
Yep.
But to lose in Columbus was a bit of a surprise.
35-28 on that one.
Yep.
So those are some trending things happening in the college world. But when it comes to baseball, St. Louis Cardinals are winning. And you hear the action here on ESPN 93.5 against New York at 6:10 tonight. Let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Yesterday, the Cardinals got two runs in the first inning on a two-out home run by Nolan Arenado.
Here's a high fly ball. That's hit to deep left field. Back to the wall and gone. A two-out, two-run homer from Nolan Arenado of Sonny Gray.
Those runs stood up, Ricky. A 2-0 win, and the Cardinals won 2 out of 3.
Hard to imagine winning a game with only 3 hits, but that's what happened with the Cardinals yesterday. And the only reason that happened is the pitching was outstanding. Jay Happ did a great job. He had a real bounce-back start against Cincinnati after being roughed up in Cincinnati. And, of course, the bullpen was terrific after that. Gallegos picked up the save.
A great job behind the plate by Andrew Kisner. He was 0 for 3 at the plate. He handled the pitching staff with perfection.
Well, to pitch a shutout, you have to catch a shutout, too, and Kisner should get a lot of credit for it.
On to New York to play the Mets tonight.
And more big games in the Big Apple before headed back to play San Diego in St. Louis.
The Cardinals have to face veteran lefty Rich Hill, 6-6. Adam Wainwright is on the mound for the Cardinals looking for a 16th win. The Cardinals shut out the Reds 2-0 yesterday and play in New York tonight on the air at 5:15.
I really like the look of this year's Cardinals team, but there's another lineup that has never let me down. It's the lineup of stories that Cardinals Magazine delivers every single issue. If you want to get the most out of following the Cardinals, Cardinals Magazine brings it with the perfect mix of inside information and personal player stories. Start a subscription at cardinals.com/magazine or call 314-345-9000. Cardinals Magazine, it's all here.
Well, we had San Francisco beating the Cubs 6-5. Now they've got the Phillies tomorrow over on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox over Boston 2-1. Tomorrow they'll face the LA Angels on the south side of Chicago. I'm not sure about this Toms guy that was playing golf in St. Louis, but ended up winning. Oh, he also had Daniil Medvedev beating Novak Djokovic to prevent that calendar slam. Those are trending stories in sports. Of course, the Bears got beat.
It was close at halftime, and Rams are really, really, really good.
34-14 was the final. Seattle over the Colts 28-16. Your Saints beat the Green Bay Packers.
Stunningly.
Right.
38-3.
Right. That was the final.
Wow.
Aaron Rodgers 15-28, only 133 yards, no touchdowns, two interceptions.
Jameis Winston, an enormous opening as starting quarterback for the Saints. 5 touchdown passes. All right. Weather brought to you by Busey for over 150 years, Busey.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's take a look at that weather forecast for Champaign, Urbana, and East Central Illinois. Late summer warmth continues on. A bit of rain at times through the middle part of the week. Good-looking weather ahead for the weekend. Mostly sunny skies for this Monday afternoon. Temperature still on the very warm side of average. Up to 88 and a gusty southwest wind. Partly cloudy for tonight. Mild down to 68. Increasing clouds for the day tomorrow. It'll lead to a shower thunderstorm in a couple of spots for the afternoon. Up to 87. Gusty southwesterly winds will diminish and turn into the northwest later tomorrow night with a couple of more spells of showers and thunderstorms, a low down to 66, and a cooler Wednesday, somewhat cloud-filled, maybe a couple of showers around in the morning hours, the high near 79 on a light northeast wind. Shower chances are back in for Thursday morning, again on Friday, as warm weather continues on, 84 on Thursday, up to 85 on Friday, lots of sunshine for the weekend, high temperatures up near 87 on Saturday, close to 90 on Sunday. For Steve and Jay Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Busey Bank. We
leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways Banking Options at Busey are designed with your goals in mind. Busey Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Busey, your partner in building business and growing wealth since 1868. Member FDIC.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Virgin Galactic shares are losing ground after the space company postponed its next flight until at least mid-October. A supplier identified a potential manufacturing defect in a component. Kansas City Southern is planning to accept Canadian Pacific's merger offer because regulators in Canada had issues with a higher offer from Canadian National. TransUnion, the credit reporting company, is buying Neustar for more than $3 billion in cash. Live entertainment company Live Nation is getting bigger. It is buying Mexico's concert promoter Okesa for $450 million. And restaurant payment processor Toast is preparing to go public on the New York Stock Exchange. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
A new gas range and dishwasher. This box store said they install, but just dropped them in my kitchen saying, I need a plumber.
Well, Mrs. Customer got herself in a pickle again, going to the old lumber yard, thinking that's where appliances come home ready to use.
They just showed up, dropped them off, and left.
No doubt they took your money and ski-daddled out of the county. Service after the sale isn't something that happens often these days.
Mr. Narrator Guy, where do you go?
Much obliged you asked. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, they do things different. Hook up to gas and water. Shoot, they'll even convert natural gas to propane for the country folk.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Sounds like they'll fix me right up. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World's Labor Day sale is going on now, all through September. GE French door refrigerators are in stock. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole.
The Urbana Park District is proud to present the 17th annual Meadowbrook Park Jazz Walk on Friday, September 10th from 5:30 to 7:30. Step through the Wandell Sculpture Garden while you listen to live local jazz during this sunset event brought to you by the Urbana Park District, Clark Lindsay Village, and the Urbana Parks Foundation. Parking will be available at the Ray Street entrance of Meadowbrook along with overflow parking thanks to Stone Creek Church at the corner of Race and Windsor Roads. September 10th at Meadowbrook. Visit UrbanaParks.org.
You're invited to an evening with Boz Scaggs. Live in concert, Out of the Blues Tour. Virginia Theater, Saturday, October 2nd. Performing his biggest hits and new music. The album Out of the Blues is available everywhere now. Get tickets now at thevirginia.org. Presented by the Champaign Park District.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years, and for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
All right, it is is 724. Dr. Tom Plura from Campus Town Urgent Care will be up here in less than 10 minutes. And we'll ask him about the mandates, vaccines. We'll ask him about Champaign County and the Delta variant. Are we on the downslide on this? It seems pretty steady according to the Champaign County public health numbers.
Right.
There's about 1,050 or so with COVID. Mostly Delta variant, as I understand. Anyway, more with Tom Plura coming up. All right, our Stever today is Barcom Security.
Okay.
Now, as Diane pointed out last time, Barcom Security, it's a Illinois-based company in Champaign-Urbana. A whole bunch of people work there that you know. And our local big company got sold to a bigger company out of Europe. And it's, frankly, very, very hard to reach the former F.E. Moran. So, FYI, if you're interested in a security system, in our Stever deal, the program where Stevie J gives you his money and you spend it, and I tell you where to spend this, and then you have two requirements to get a phone call, in this case, and an appointment set up with Barcom Security within a week. And then when you're done, the installation is done.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't you tell me system started at $299, I think.
I'm seeing it now. Protecting people, property, and peace of mind. Residential alarms are the first defense against an intruder or health hazard. Make sure your family is fully protected by proven and reliable home security alert systems starting installed at $299.
Okay, and again, there's a lot of do-it-yourself stuff. Mm-hmm. And if you're handy, I mean, you could do that too, but you still need kind of a monitoring.
That's right.
I don't know what an alarm does if you don't have police and fire wired in. And that runs $35, $40 a month. So I guess if you look at it as another cell phone or something, I guess that's less than a cell phone these days, all the taxes. But anyway, so there you go. I'm going to give you $500 toward you, toward this. If you are interested, I'll give you $500 toward it. So if you get the $299 system, you might want more, might spend more.
Right.
This is toward your alarm system. But maybe you apply some of my money towards some of the monitoring for the fuse.
For sure. Residential security, yep. Small business security, commercial security. Got it all listed here along with enterprise security. There's different versions that you can get with Barcom Security.
Yep.
They've got you covered for your home or business.
All right. So I'll give a couple of these away today. If you're interested in an alarm system, just text in Barcom, B-A-R-C-O-M. Again, you're going to know a lot of people that work there now. And they're very, very good at what they do. They've gotten some really good response. Some guy got it for his house, and now he's looking into it for his church. It's good to have some security. You get some cameras going, and then you just want some peace of mind these days. Barcom Security, the Stever offer today. I'll give you $500 toward a security system, and security systems start at $299. 217-359-2255. If you'd like to look into this and get more information, text Barcom to me, 217-359-2255.
B-A-R-C-O-M. By the way, at that number, 359-2255, Paul and Muhammad said, I'm with Alan. Everyone keeps asking how the White House can be so stupid. All this is being done on purpose. The question that needs to be asked is why? And what for?
Why the succumbing and giving up presence in America? Alan said that Laura Logan reported that this is all intentional. And I said, why? He says, because they hate America. Now, who hates America? I still look at Joe Biden as a guy in the front reading the teleprompter. Nobody can think has an original thought these days. It just isn't happening.
Right. And who is calling the
shot? Well, who is calling the shot? Dinesh D'Souza spoke Saturday night with Brad Halbrook down in Arthur.
We got a comment on that. Basically stating his educated way, Barack Obama is behind all of this. Leaving the weapons in Afghanistan was an intentional slap in the face to America for what Obama calls colonizing.
Colonizing, yeah.
So in any case, I heard a lot of good feedback about what Dinesh was saying in Arthur on Saturday night when I was out at the Champaign GOP event yesterday.
And that went pretty well. A lot of people at Fresca?
For sure. Yeah. Really good, motivating speeches. But in the end, especially Ty Smith, their keynote speaker, who had a lot of time in Decatur in his life, said, we really got to stop complaining and get to doing. We need to start leading. We need to start running. Get neighbors involved. Get everyone voting and be active and not just complain about how things are. Do something.
Well, Johnny ran for U.S. Senate back in the day, so you tried. You
did. Well, it was
92. And you also got term limits in Louisiana for the state house. And so there are term limits in Louisiana.
That was a big deal.
You did that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
Remember the guy that said he wasn't voting for it, and you called and said, I'm going to run against you, and he voted for it?
Well,
he changed his mind because it was a threat.
He's giving me a little too much credit. But I started that whole particular initiated that episode that did result in the term limits.
Yeah.
And it's good. It's a mess because you don't have the experience, but it's so much better than the two or three people who have been there 30 or 40
years. Run the whole thing.
Yeah. That's right.
And so we need that elsewhere. You've always been a proponent of term limits.
No, that's the best you can do. Mm-hmm. You know, I always like to quote Churchill. He said, you know, democracy's a mess, but it's the best we can do.
That's right.
That's right. All right, stand by. Dr. Tom Plur, Campus Town Urgent Care, coming up. We'll ask him about the Delta trend here in Champaign County. We'll ask him about coronavirus, the mandates, all of that next. ESPN 93.5, it's Monday, September 13, 7:30, time for news. Stand by.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The Senate's back in session today after a month-long recess. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin says again he will not vote for the big social safety net bill supported by most other Democrats, that the focus should be on the hard infrastructure bill already passed by the House.
That's the one that has the urgent and emergency that we have. Let's get that one done.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he agrees physical infrastructure spending is important.
But I happen to think that the needs of the human beings of our country, working families, the children, the elderly, the poor, are even more important. And we can and must do both.
They were both on ABC's This Week. President Biden is expected to talk about programs to fight climate change in the Democrats' spending bill after surveying wildfire damage today in Idaho and California. He then campaigns this evening for California Governor Gavin Newsom, with voters tomorrow deciding whether to remove him from office. America's listening to Fox News.
A look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Urbana police investigating a fatal shooting that occurred Saturday morning at about 4:40 in the 1400 block of Ivanhoe Way. They found a 33-year-old Champaign man lying on the sidewalk. He'd been shot multiple times. Man taken to Carl Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. The victim's name yet not released. New security measures put in place after Centennial High School placed on lockdown last week. High school there put up security doors for people to walk through. They also manually checked people with handheld metal detectors. The Champaign School District adds these are a precaution to reduce future violence. Illinois could soon join California, Washington, Hawaii, Virginia, and New Mexico in committing to 100% carbon-free electric grid by 2045, aligning the state with President Biden's clean energy agenda to reach net zero carbon emissions before 2050. And also includes leeway for coal-fired power plants to install carbon capture technology. You're up to date. From the DBJ Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone, and happy Monday. Let's take a look at that weather forecast. For East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, plenty of summertime days ahead. Some rain for the middle part of the week. Gorgeous weather ahead for the weekend with almost July-like temperatures. But today, sunshine the rule. Still very warm for the time of year. Up around 88 with a gusty southwest wind. Mild tonight with a low down to 68 to 70 and a partly cloudy sky. Clouds build for the day tomorrow. And maybe a couple of showers and thunderstorms breaking out in spots for the afternoon. Gusty southwest wind. High tomorrow up around 88. Some showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows about in the mid-60s. It'll be a cooler, somewhat cloud-filled Wednesday. Temperature to about 79. That's the more typical for the time of year. And a couple of showers around for the morning hours. A shower chance is pretty remote for Thursday and into Friday morning with partly sunny skies up to 84 on Thursday. A Friday high of 85. Here comes upper 80s to near 90-degree weather with sunshine Saturday and Sunday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
If you have experience installing security systems, access control, and video surveillance, Arcom Security has a full-time position in Central Illinois that you might be interested in. You'll install, inspect, and upgrade all types of security systems while providing world-class customer service. Arcom Security rewards their employees with industry-best salaries, company vehicle, paid family insurance, and retirement benefits for those who qualify. Visit ArcomSecurity.com to learn more about this outstanding opportunity and...
Have a secure day.
Profiled by Sanford has really changed my life when it comes to the way I look at food and how I stay hydrated better and I can move around. I have more flexibility. I have lost 68 pounds. I can't believe it. Are you ready to make some positive changes in your life and ready to go in a new direction? Profiled by Sanford has the healthy lifestyle coaches to help you every step of the way. Get that free consultation in. Start now and you'll feel great into the holiday season. Profileplan.com with that code DD.
Pumpkin spice and everything nice. It's the reason you love the season. And this fall, you can get it all at Prairie Gardens. So dress your door with autumn galore, like unique wreaths handmade in Illinois. Add more accents with fall candle scents. All the decor to fall in love with your home all season long. You'll love bringing fall home at prices that make it all easy. Exclusively at Prairie Gardens. Extraordinary gardening, boutique, framing, and the best in seasons and home decor.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
It is ESPN 93.5. It is Monday morning, September 13. Dr. Tom Plura, he's an MD, medical doctor, and a lawyer, Campus Town Urgent Care. Dr. Plura, you've been busy, my friend, huh?
We have. We've been very busy for the past couple, three, 4 weeks. So, but that's okay. We're happy to see patients.
Okay, so we had 130 nations descend on the University of Illinois in the last month. Tell me what you see with the Delta variant, what you see with COVID numbers in Champaign County, Tom.
Well, we had obviously a spike in the number of cases. We saw, I personally saw, at least half a dozen students. I call them kids, but they're not kids. They come in from all over, and they tested positive coming in, and it's just a fact of life when you get that many students coming in from all parts of the world. You're going to have some slip through that are infected. None of the young kids or young students that I've seen have much other than just cough or head congestion and whatnot, but the numbers were up for sure.
Okay. What do you think of the mandate from the president? And here's the kicker for me. It's going to be mandated for, and they're going to encourage employers of 100 people or more, but yet the people in Congress aren't going to have the same requirement for their staff. I don't get it, Tom.
Well, with all due respect to the president, I think that there's some really significant constitutional issues. If I put my law hat on, I'm not convinced that this will withstand judicial scrutiny. I think it'll certainly go to the courts, the federal district courts, and then up the ladder. Ultimately, I believe the Supreme Court's going to be called to rule on it. And I don't think one individual, I don't think the president has the authority or under the Constitution to do what he's doing. I think lawmakers, the House and the Senate could pass a bill and go through the appropriate channels, but I don't think the president can do legally what he has done.
Doctor, this is Brother Johnny. Legal questions notwithstanding, my question is more medical. That's why I was anxious to hear what you said, because it appears that the vaccinated people are subject to to getting the Delta variant anyway, and I've been watching Israel, which was over 80% vaccinated. They had the same surge that we did. So I'm concerned about this idea. I mean, when the president says we want to protect the vaccinated from the unvaccinated, the message is there's something that the unvaccinated are doing to cause this. And I don't see any basis for that in science, and I wanted to ask you about that.
Well, I don't think you can have it both ways. I don't think you can say get vaccinated because that'll protect everybody. Yet I personally have seen well over 100 people that have been fully vaccinated, worn their masks still, yet to this day, and got infected with the Delta variant. I mean, I think that just kind of goes to show none of this is perfect. But the vaccine, we know, it appears like all the studies show that it decreases your chances of becoming infected. But I don't think you can say, well, okay, let's blame the unvaccinated for causing the vaccinated people to get sick. It just doesn't make any sense to me from a legal standpoint. I just see some real significant problems, both from a legal standpoint and you know, and then we get to the issue of, we're taking a step that really we've never done before, meaning interfere with an individual's right to choose whether or not they accept a certain medical treatment. And that's a big issue with me. I mean, I'm all in favor of the vaccine. I'm a big champion of offering the vaccine to any human being that wants it. But I strongly oppose involuntary vaccination or coerced vaccination. I really do. I think we're going down a wrong step. And if we can do that, then how in the world can we not, the next jump, be, well, okay, no, you can't have an abortion. We're going to protect your rights of the unborn. And I think it's a Pandora's box.
Well, there's nowhere to draw that line. I agree with you. But I was, again, it seems like the unvaccinated are exposed to the vaccinated as far as the Delta variant is concerned. So there's no particular side that has an advantage there, except that it does appear the vaccinated do better with it. But it's nothing. That's the unvaccinated's choice. I guess I'm asking you, is the unvaccinated really a threat to the vaccinated people?
No, I don't think so. And when you look at the numbers, okay, the people that are getting this now are the young, healthy kids, teenagers, college students, 30-year-olds, okay? And we have vaccinated over 70,000, I'm sorry, we have evaluated over 70,000 patients. We have tested and found many thousands of positive patients. And in my experience, it is nothing more than a cold or a slight flu bug in 95% of the population. Okay, we're tracking the common cold. It's akin to that type of thing. Okay, but in a very small percentage of the cases, you know, for the immunocompromised and the elderly, it can be a bad deal. Okay, but we've never done this before to try to track every case of the common cold that ever existed in the United States. And what I'm saying is clearly all of the studies show once you get the illness, you have significant immunity, more than 1,000% better than the vaccine. I'll give you one example of the what I view the ludicrousness of why would we vaccinate and mandate a vaccine for somebody that's already had the infection? Yeah. It makes no sense. Yeah. No science sense. But the reason the government's done that is because they fear, well, people will say they've had the infection to get off and get away from the vaccine. Well, okay, but so we're going to force people that have already been infected, that have immunities, that have antibodies, to get something that they don't want. And nor is there any clinical data to suggest that they have to have that because it'll protect them, because it doesn't. So all that being said, I fear we're going down a really slippery slope here.
Dr. Tom Pleura, Campus Town Urgent Care, ESPN 93.5. You want to chime in? We have a question on the text line, 217-359-2255.
It says, if possible, ask Dr. P this. I have a 19-year-old daughter who has had COVID 3 months ago, forced to get the vax a couple of weeks ago, severe reaction. Okay now, but shame. It doesn't need or want the second dose. How can she get out of that but still keep her job or attend school? Thanks, Laura.
Well, okay, it's real simple. She's got a medical reason. She has grounds for a medical exemption. She's allergic or had a reaction to the vaccine, so she qualifies. If she had a valid problem with the vaccine, okay, so she's one that can get out. Now, we don't really know what, you know, President Biden's plan is for people. Okay, what are we going to do? We're going to put you in a lie detector test to see what kind of, you know, reaction you had. And are we going to have the government's physicians come in and say, well, that's not good enough, so we're going to have to hold you down and vaccinate you. And there's so many unknowns here. Again, we're doing something here that we've never had. Then we look at the silliness of this. Here we got a 19-year-old healthy patient who had COVID, was going to have immunity. She's more likely to get struck by lightning than to get a real problem from COVID right now.
All right, 217 texter Tom Pleura, can you ask the doctor, would he vaccinate his 8-year-old if they approve it for kids?
I would not. Personally, now I've got my children. Well, they're not children. They're 20 years old. My son at IU, he had to be vaccinated. He's vaccinated. I'm personally vaccinated. I'm over 50 years old. I'm 63. I personally would not vaccinate an 8-year-old. That's my personal belief. I mean, the vaccine is not approved for 8-year-olds, so the answer is no. And even if they did approve it, I'm not sure I would do that. I probably wouldn't, because I have seen carloads of kids test positive. I think of a carload of 6 people. The father got it. He brings 5 kids in. They all test positive. It is nothing more than a cold. The kids say, I feel fine. Mm, yeah. Okay, they're all positive, though. They're going to get immunity from that illness, and it doesn't cause a problem. And then you look at what is possible from the vaccine, and I say, I just don't think the risks, like we take myocarditis, there's been rare, severe complications. I won't get into all of those, but you know, to me, the risk of a child 8 years old getting the vaccine, getting COVID, it is just infinitesimally small. I mean, and having any problem from it, it's nothing more than a cold. Kids get it and they do fine. So answer the question. Personally, I would not.
Doctor, okay? If you, with the Delta variant seeming to get through the vaccine, and you're pro-vaccine, is the urgency to even get a vaccine as much as it was before we had nothing? I mean, I think the vaccine took out the dominant strain, but what if you can get it either way? I don't know. And if you can get the virus on your own and survive, you're better off. I think there's a stronger case not to worry about as much, but what do you think?
Well, here's my view. I'm big on vaccines. I am for the subset of the population that are at risk. That's elderly. certainly anybody over 50, over 95%. It looks, it's more like about 96% of the deaths have been in 50-year-olds and above.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
And you look at the data and you say, okay, now we know that the vaccine has, in reality, protected a lot of our elderly and our nursing home patients and our immunocompromised. I'm all for that. Okay, but, and I'm certainly in favor, if you want a vaccine, by all means, get it. Okay, it's likely to protect you. I don't want anybody to believe that I'm saying don't get vaccinated if you want to get vaccinated. I'm all pro vaccine. But and I don't think I want anybody to believe that, okay, no, you got to get the infection is better for you than taking the vaccine. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you're in a high-risk situation, if you have comorbidities, diabetes, obesity is one that is really significant. In fact, in my view, I see patients with obesity are, in my opinion, just as much risk as somebody with, diabetes or cancer. So this illness does not like obesity. And I can cite the data for all that. But if you don't have those comorbidities, then, you know, I don't see a big compelling reason to give the vaccine. And certainly 70 million people in the United States, 70 million have already had COVID. We know that from confirmed cases plus the antibody tests, the seroprevalence that we've done. And this isn't me talking, this is the CDC data. And I think it's very narrow-minded and short-sighted to not count those people as being vaccinated, because if you've had the illness, that's better, in my opinion, than the vaccine.
Okay.
So when we start talking about, okay, well, we got 70 million people that have immunity from the illness, and it's way better than the vaccine. And then you add on top of that the number of people that have been vaccinated. We're doing good. We really are. I want to be optimistic. I am optimistic, and I think all the data shows we should be optimistic. But the media continues to try to instill fear into us, because the media wants everybody to be scared, and I see no reason for that. I really don't. I'm optimistic this thing is really over for the most part. All of the elderly have been vaccinated. The immunocompromised have been offered the vaccine, and it's wonderful. And, you know, I had a lady call me last night. She's positive. She got a 97-year-old mother that she lives with, and they think she's got COVID. The 97-year-old won't even go into the hospital. Well, what are we going to do? Force her to go in? And so sometimes people get sick and they die. But, you know, this 97-year-old doesn't want anything done. She wants to live out her days at home, and okay. Who's the government to say that she's got to do something?
I had one more question, Doctor. Thanks a lot, by the way. And I'm taking this, and correct me if I'm wrong, from your medical perspective and the science that we know about, there's really no reason that the vaccinated and the unvaccinated can't remain good friends. I think that's what you're saying.
None at all. None at all. They should be. And this is just another instance where we're dividing our nation.
That's what I said.
I really think in 4 weeks we're going to look back on this and say, boy, that spike is over and looks good now. Looks really good.
Israel's spike is going down pretty rapidly right now. I've been watching theirs.
Well, ours is going down. I, you know, I look at the numbers every single day. We're on the downslope. Even the liberal New York Times, shows that, as much as they hate to say it, but they'll beat the drum. Well, our hospitalizations are still up. Yeah, that's right, because it lags, and there was a peak a couple weeks ago, and people are still, the numbers for hospitalizations still up. But we're gonna be good, really good, here in a couple weeks.
Okay, I got to ask a couple quick questions if I can. One man says from the text line, I'm 59-year-old male in very good shape. Should I get the vaccine? And if so, which one would you recommend?
Well, I'm personally not a big fan of the Johnson & Johnson. Okay, anybody over 50, I recommend strongly you talk to your doctor about the vaccine. And if he was my patient, I'd say, hey, statistically, you're above 50. I think I'd probably recommend it. I'm not a big fan of the Johnson & Johnson only because it's much less effective than the Moderna and the Pfizer. I had the Moderna. My wife had the Pfizer. Either one of those vaccines is very adequate.
Okay.
So the answer, the question, anybody over 50, I weigh heavily in recommending the vaccine be strongly considered.
And okay. Tom, this listener says, I'm over 50 and I've had COVID mild symptoms. Do you recommend I get the vaccine?
There's data out of the Cleveland Clinic. They did a study and their recommendation, their findings were the vaccine in a person who's already had COVID is not likely to provide any benefit to the patient. Okay, that's not Tom Plura's opinion. That's the Cleveland Clinic. And the point being is you're going to have natural immunity from the vaccine. The government wants even people that have already had COVID to get the vaccine. If you want the vaccine and you've already had COVID, you're supposed to wait 90 days after the infection, and then you can take the vaccine. And even one shot, there's some data that suggests that, well, when you check the antibody levels, it provides a little more booster on top of your natural immunity. So I'm not at all against getting vaccinated if you've had it. But, I'm against the government saying you must be forced to get the vaccine. After you've had COVID.
One more question, and we're done. 1 minute.
Well, this is just a follow-up. If you're kind of on the fence on the vaccination, does it make any sense to check for antibodies? Because with the asymptomaticness of this thing, you might have had it. Should you maybe check that before you jump in for the vaccine?
I'm a big believer of that. I'm a big proponent of checking your antibodies. Previously, everybody was recommended to do that. The FDA and CDC jumped off of that because they didn't even want to go down that pathway because they feared it people would find that they have antibodies and they would say no need to get vaccinated, and that goes against the narrative the current administration.
Tom, I appreciate you very much. CampusTownUrgentCare.com. I know you've been very busy right there at Wright Street and Green. People can come and see you, get the antibody test. Among other things, you got the vaccines, you got the quick test, all that, right? Everything's there.
And we are given vaccines on a daily basis. I don't want anybody to think I'm against vaccines. I'm not. I give a lot of them. See you later.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Dr. Tom Plura, Campus Town Urgent Care. Tom Plura, CampusTownUrgentCare.com.
Good chat. And that's great, Stevie, because again, let's go ahead and say with all due respect, you can circle that, to the president when he says, I want to protect the vaccinated from the unvaccinated. Yeah, that's a very negative message, and I don't think, maybe he didn't even mean what it sounded like, although he did say the unvaccinated are all killers, and that was not good either. Yeah. But so I'm trying to get that straight, and I think the doctor has shown that really at this point, it's a choice. I think you're better off if you have that protection. I think there's a rationale for just not wanting a vaccine, and that should be your choice if you're not putting other people in danger. And I think it's clear that there's no danger anymore from the vaccinated and the unvaccinated with the Delta variant.
Well, when you get into the
I think you're more safer with the vaccine, but that's not your call on whether the other guy should be safer.
And then when you get into the mandates, and you're telling me that Congress is exempt from the mandate.
They do that all the time.
Well, I know, but it illuminates, especially now with this heated conversation.
You can't get any more brighter lights as far as illumination
here. Nancy Pelosi said, I just don't think we can have them do that.
Right.
The whole staff. Right. Well, come on, man.
Well, you're talking you're talking about people who are passionate about carbon emissions and climate change, so they fly around in their jet,
right.
Which I'm a full-blown proponent of jets, think we should all have one.
Right.
But they're flying around their jet telling us not to have the jet, and that they have no other options.
We got the news. It's 8 o'clock. Brother Johnny, thank you. You're listening to WSJ.